Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian
Ridley.
That's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Coming up, the Vice.com Munchies blog asks, should you be eating LSD for breakfast? But first, a disturbing story out of California about Uber. Dave, are you familiar with Uber?
Yes.
How would you describe it?
Well, it's one of those two organizations that I tried to get set up with and couldn't for some reason.
As a rider?
Whichever one I was trying to get set up with as a rider, they wanted, like, credit card information.
Yep.
And after I gave it to them, it didn't work, and I just threw my hands up. The other one worked even worse. But I can't remember which one failed, whether it was well, they both failed, but I can't remember which one
was
the credit card
one
and which one wasn't. I tried to set up a ride in New Hampshire.
Oh, in New Hampshire?
Yeah.
I know they did open up in Manchester, as I think Uber is operating there. But I'm sorry that you had such a bad time with it. I've tried Uber, and it worked for me. But then again, I don't mind putting a credit card number.
Well, I'm not necessarily against that. It was a downer to notice that I had to do that.
It'd be nice to use Bitcoin.
After that, it didn't even work when I put it in.
So I did contact customer service.
They did get back to me, and then I just didn't do anything else after that. I got bored.
Was it like some sort of error with the program where it was crashing, or just so did it say?
I don't know.
Okay. Because
this is about 4 months ago, so I've kind of forgotten exactly what happened.
I know that when I first tried it, it didn't work, but that was because I was in Austin, Texas at the time, where basically Austin City Council was prohibiting Uber from operating in the city limits. So when I tried to get a ride with Uber, they put a notice up on the screen saying, we're sorry, but we're not able to do business here right now. And Uber has been under fire, as well as Lyft and some of the other ride-sharing groups. So Uber and Lyft are the two biggest. And they've been under fire in various different parts, not just in the United States, but around the world. Lots of countries and states have been cracking down on Uber and attempting to force it into the taxi cab regulatory code, which essentially Uber objects to because, by all definitions, they are not a taxi company. They don't have a taxi fleet. Their drivers are not using Uber's cars. They're using their own cars. The drivers are essentially independent contractors who can set their own schedules. So, you know, unlike an employee where, you know, with an employee, the boss says, you need to come in on these days and between these times, whereas an independent contractor can kind of set their own hours and come in and do things when they want to. So Uber drivers can drive when they feel comfortable driving. If they want to drive at night and take the kind of riders that you're going to get at night, or the kind of fares you'll get at night, then they can do that. If they want to work for an hour, they can do that. If they want to work for 8-10 hours, they can certainly do that as well. And so it's a completely different situation than a taxi cab company. In a taxi cab, if your car has an issue, you take it back into the company garage, and the company is responsible for fixing it, typically. But if your car has an issue when you're an Uber driver, it's your responsibility for fixing that. So it's two different worlds, and Uber's been fighting and spending a lot of money, I imagine, on attorneys to fight these various different court cases that are going on everywhere.
It all defeats the purpose. And the idea is that shouldn't you be able to have a taxi service that's not doing all this government stuff so that it can be cheaper? But now they're having to do all this government stuff. They're just going to become gradually more and more like the regular taxi companies, if nothing else, because of the fact that they have all these additional expenses and have to charge more and that kind of thing.
Yep, for sure. And now in California, which of course is one of the least free places in the United States, now California is attempting to force Uber into a business model that they did not create for themselves. So here's the latest news from the New York Times in what could prove to be a ruling with serious implications for some of the Silicon Valley's fastest-growing technology companies and the work they are creating. The California Labor Commission, so not a court, just a regulatory board, said that a driver for the ride-hailing service Uber should be classified as an employee and not an independent contractor.
Even though they're independent contractors.
The ruling ordered Uber to reimburse Barbara Ann Berwick, a former Uber driver, $4,100 in expenses and other costs for the eight-week period or so that she worked as a driver for the service last year. While Uber has long positioned itself as merely an app that connects drivers and passengers, with no control over the hours its drivers work, the Labor Commission cited many instances in which it said Uber acted more like an employer. The ruling reignited a long-simmering debate over whether the work being created by online services and apps like Uber, Lyft, and Instacart are the right kinds of work opportunities for both the economy and for workers, and could influence other legal actions over the classification of such workers. I love how they're asking the question, is it the right kind of work opportunity for the economy and for workers? Well, that's not up to some board to decide.
That's the general market's job to decide. Yeah. It's your job, my job,
if it's right, then customers will use it. If it's right, then the drivers will use it. And if it's wrong, then the drivers will say, the hell with this. This is a crappy deal. I'm out of here. And the customers, you know, if they're having bad experiences, they're not going to come back.
The government is saying the nature isn't fast enough at killing off the dodo bird. We need to kill more dodo birds.
Well, they want to kill Uber.
Or nature isn't fast enough at killing off this pleasant-looking dove. We need to kill it, even though it wasn't on the extinction list.
They want to kill Uber and Lyft to make room for the taxi cab companies who've been around forever and who are very obedient to regulation and who are very upset.
And surly and ineffective and expensive and
lacking
competition.
Yeah, they're
butthurt
about Uber and Lyft basically eating their lunch. I mean, Uber and Lyft come into the market with these innovative, flexible, you know, new ways of doing business.
Giving your credit card information away.
Well, I mean, we'd all love for Uber to take Bitcoin, but that hasn't yet happened, unfortunately.
Well, so I would have been okay with just paying with George Washington's, but that wasn't an option either.
Oh, I see what you mean. So, it's credit card only.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I had to give my credit card information to get a pickup.
Yeah, that's true.
On one of them. Again, I can't remember which service it was. It was either Uber or Lyft.
It's probably both of them. I've done Uber, and I know they do credit card. I suspect Lyft works the same way. The rationale for that, Dave, would be that essentially it would mean that the driver would not necessarily be carrying cash. So
yeah, and it's still a step in the right direction, yeah, even if they're asking for this.
It's really a safety issue more so than anything else. I mean, obviously somebody could stick a gun to the driver's head and take the car, but you know, it's not uncommon for taxi cab drivers to get robbed in the course of doing business. And so if the driver has no cash, there's really not much the robbery could be successful with.
It's like a cop once told me when I was a neighborhood watcher, these restrictions on you enable the program to exist. Without these restrictions on you, we can't have the program. So
the technology companies have contended their virtual marketplaces, in which people act as independent contractors and use their own possessions to provide services to the public at the touch of a smartphone button, and that affords workers flexibility and freedom. Yet labor activists and others have said such roles, with people working as freelancers and having little certainty over their wages and job status, are simply a way for companies like Uber to minimize costs, even as they maintain considerable control over drivers' workplace behavior. They say that such control is typically the hallmark of an employee relationship, which should bring with it benefits.
Oh, red flag. Oh, the minute Uber stops having a lot of control over its drivers, the government will be complaining that they have stopped having a lot of control over their drivers.
Well, I think what they're referring to is like the behavior of the driver, having certain standards for how the driver is supposed to look or perhaps
the government will demand that. So how can they be complaining about that?
That's a good point. Well, it's not necessarily the government, but it's the activists in this case that are lobbying the Labor Commission. Now, the Labor Commission would be the government arm here, but there are these busybody activists who are trying to basically force Uber into a business model that they did not create.
And
themselves.
One of them is a former Uber driver?
Some Uber drivers. Yeah, there's some of these people, you know, they're basically socialists.
They're basically characters from a George Frigging Lucas movie called... Well, if you remember that, the THX 1138, the one right before Star Wars, where the guy spends his life building these robots, and they spend
it.
Their lives controlling him.
Wow.
Right? And that's exactly what any of these drivers who are trying to get on board with all this regulation,
they're building
the destruction of themselves.
That's true.
They're
trying to force Uber to give them benefits and more money and what they call greater job security. These aren't jobs, though. These are independent contract workers who can work at their leisure.
So when they're protesting, people can say, get a job to them?
Well, I guess. The classification of freelancers is in dispute among a number of industries, including at other transportation companies, and the debate is set to escalate as the number of online companies like Uber, Airbnb, and others rises. Venture capitalists have poured more than $9.4 billion into those startups known as on-demand companies since 2010, according to data from CB Insights. For anybody who has to pay the bills and has a family, having no labor protections and no job security is at its best a mixed blessing, said Robert Reich, former Secretary of Labor and Professor of Public Policy at the University of California, Berkeley.
The little Bolshevik.
We'll talk more about it coming up here in a moment. 855 450 free. You're welcome to comment if you're an Uber driver or anybody. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
All loans subject to one debt score approval must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. We'll be right back.
is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us, should you like.
No, it isn't, and you're not Ian, and I'm not Ridley.
This is not the Opposites Day, Dave. I stopped playing Opposites Day back in elementary school, didn't you?
Well, if I was to say anything else, it would be repetition. So
this is a good point. Well, you know, you got to repeat. You got to
keep people on their toes while they're listening to Free Talk Live. We can't just let them sit there and listen.
Repetition is very important in radio and in television as well, as you know. I mean, you've got some really catchy advertising on RidleyReport.com where you sing the advertising, sort of sing in some cases. Or awkwardly
sometimes
state.
It's more like grunting.
Yeah. And people love it. They...
Well, they hate it,
actually. That's true. It is a love-hate thing. I love it.
Some hate it.
I only hear from the people who love it. How about that? I don't hear from the people. I guess if you read the comments, people will probably...
I can't believe you are bringing down the libertarian movement by singing.
Oh, you've been accused of that for singing? Really?
Well, you know, of a singing URL. He sounds so silly. He's being silly. You can't be silly. You must wear an American flag tie and a suit, and you must wear a fedora, and, you know...
If you're being too silly, then libertarians won't be taken seriously. Something like that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I say be silly. It's fun to be silly. If you're not having fun, you're doing it wrong. And Dave, you're doing it right over at RidleyReport.com. And by the way, you know what? If you want to get gold and silver, we've got the connection for you. It's Midas Resources. We've been working with them for a long time. In fact, they're the company that's behind the syndicate that gets us on over 150 radio stations from coast to coast. So it's a great company to support when you buy gold and silver, because you're supporting Free Talk Live. So what you want to do is go to silver.freetalklive.com. They've got some great hand-picked gold and silver pieces. Whether you're interested in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, or a barter currency, they can help you, and they're super friendly and really great at what they do. 877-857-9938. That's the toll-free number for Midas Resources. Again, that number is 877-857-9938, or visit silver.freetalklive.com. We're talking about a disturbing story out of California where a California regulatory board, the California Labor Commission, has determined that they believe that Uber drivers should not be considered independent contractors, but should be considered employees. And this is going to have some pretty serious ramifications, I think, if Uber continues doing business in California. And it would be interesting to see if Uber is going to leave California as a result of this particular decision being made, because essentially it's going to completely change their business model and probably make it unsustainable. Let's go to John in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Ridley. Hello, John.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
John, where are you listening to us in, or from, rather?
From Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Excellent. So you're tuned into Kiva tonight. Go ahead, John.
Well, I agree with you guys. I think there's two parts to this. I think that if someone chooses to be a contractor and makes an agreement with the company, they should be allowed to do that. And I don't think there should be any type of, like, regulation there. I do admit, though, and I do have a friend of mine that owns a cab company, very conservative, very much a believer in capitalism. Uber, in a way, though, is getting away with murder here by not, you know, basically, what's the business model of Uber? The business model is pretty simple. Somebody needs a ride, they go pick them up and take them somewhere. That really sounds like a cab company to me.
It's not a cab company, because cab companies have a fleet, and Uber does not have a fleet. And a cab company has, you know, there are certain things that cab companies do for their cabs that Uber does not do. So because Uber does not have a fleet, Uber is not responsible for repairing the cars of the individual drivers. It's a completely different organization.
Even if it is a cab company, by common sense, it might not be defined as a cab company under the law.
Okay, well, I get that. I get that. But at the same time, I mean, it is kind of a backdoor to offering basically the same business model that cab companies are doing without.
And the problem is
any of the standards. Without having to meet any of the standards. Now, I mean,
so.
It doesn't seem really fair. It doesn't seem fair.
So. Why it's not fair?
But what happens? But this is what's going to happen, because again, I wish there was some middle ground on this. I think California is ridiculous, and of course, in all the laws they do and saying treat them like an look. If you want to be a contractor, you're a contractor. Nonetheless, what is going to happen is that there is going to be eventually an Uber driver that's drunk that kills somebody. I mean, it's going to it is going to open the door to.
Well, we need to open up a pre-crime center so that we can, you know, arrest people before they commit their crimes. Obviously.
No, but you have
Minority Report forever.
You do have to, be
John.
It's a bad.
Here's what I'd like to know: how is a government regulation going to stop a cabbie from drinking on the job?
Not saying it's going to stop a government. I'm not saying government regulation is the answer, but I am saying then, is it fair for cab companies, regardless if they have a fleet or what, to have to go through all these standards and regulate?
No, it's not. There shouldn't be cab regulations either.
Okay, there you go. See, that's what I'm talking about. So, I mean, that has to be the discussion here, is that if you've been in business as a cab company for a number of years, then, you know, you have to go through, of course you're going to get killed. I mean, you have to, if you're going to have to spend more on regulations, you're going to have to charge more. So Uber comes in, and that's fine that they did. But they come in from the back door and then just say, well, you know, these guys are contractors and we're offering rides without.
Yeah, they came up with a smart way.
That's capitalism.
They came up with a smart way to connect the customer with the, you know, with the provider and, you know, take some of their liability out of it and put the liability on the drivers and the riders, and people are willing to take those risks. They should be free to make those choices. Look, I get the claim that, oh, these poor cab companies, they've been screwed by regulations the whole time, so everybody else should get screwed. But, well, that's not, that shouldn't be the issue. That shouldn't be where people are coming from on this. If you care about freedom, you should be advocating for the end of all taxi regulations and let the market decide what regulations to put in place. Let third-party certifiers come in and certify that a cab is safe to ride in, if that's what people really want. Really, all the cab company regulators do is protect the cab companies from competition. That's why they want Uber put out of business, because these cab companies are desperate. They want the government to protect them, and that's exactly what the government is doing. They're not protecting consumers. They're protecting the established order.
No, I agree with that. I agree with that. But I can see the argument from the cab company saying, look, you know, we do have a business model here. This is what it is. I mean, that's at the heart of it. What is the business model? Somebody calls, they need a ride, right? I mean, mm-hmm. And so that's exactly what, and that's what Uber is basically doing, without having to meet any of the regulations involved in that kind of business.
Thank goodness. No wonder they're more affordable in a lot of cases than driving in a cab.
But do you really believe that if cab companies could operate the same way, they wouldn't? Of course they would. I mean,
they should be allowed to. The cab
company, yeah.
They need freedom too.
Right. I'm with you there, but unfortunately the cab companies aren't arguing for freedom. So until the cab companies start arguing for freedom, to hell with them.
No, but some are. See, that's the thing. That's what I'm trying to say. Some are trying to say, look, fine that Uber's doing their thing, but this is...
Are you with a cab company? Just curious.
No. My friend owns a cab company.
Okay.
Small one here now, but that's the same thing, and that's what he's saying. He doesn't care about Uber. He's not saying Uber's killing. He's saying, look.
Good. What we need is cab civil disobedience. We need cabbies getting out there and just giving people rides without asking government permission first. And I would get behind any cab company that does that. Thank you, John, for the call tonight.
Thanks, John.
Any cab company who has the balls to come out against the regulators, I'll support them, man. I'll ride in their cab. I love that idea, but unfortunately most of them are too scared to do that. They don't want to have their license pulled. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up on Uber.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com and 800-700-2184.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free to share your thoughts on Uber and the regulations that now may be crammed down their throat in California, where California Regulatory Board has said that Uber has been treating their drivers like employees, so they ought to give them benefits like employees. However, of course, Uber's argument is that, in point of fact, the people who work for Uber are not actually working as employees because they aren't required to show up at a certain place or time at a specific time. They are not cab companies either because, you know, they don't have cabs. It's their drivers that have the cabs, whereas in a normal cab company, it's the cab company that provides the drivers with the cabs. An employee is somebody who has a schedule. They are being told to show up somewhere at a specific time. And I'm sure there are other legal definitions of employee, but that's one of the big ones, right? And an independent contractor is someone who sets their own hours on their own terms. And so let me go on with the story here. It's from the New York Times. Let's see. This is an interview. Or they're interviewing Robert Reich, who's a former...
Reich. I think Reich says it.
No, it looks like Reich, like the Third Reich.
Well, maybe it should be, but no, it's Reich.
Anyway, he's the former Secretary of Labor. He says, for anybody who has to pay the bills and has a family, having no labor protections and no job security is at best a mixed blessing. At worst, it's a nightmare. Obviously, some workers prefer to be independent contractors, but mostly they take these jobs because they cannot find better ones.
Well, he knows exactly how everything should be for every contractor and employee. Well, we should put him in charge.
I think he is, apparently.
He seems to think he is.
Well, actually, he works for the University of California. He's not a labor commission.
He's a Fed, though. He used to be in the federal government.
Right.
Yeah.
But what was that, Clinton administration or
Bush?
Yeah,
Clinton. I didn't like it makes any difference.
Right. The California Labor Commission's ruling was made June 3rd and came to light after Uber filed an appeal on Tuesday evening, noting that the company provided drivers with phones and had a policy of deactivating its app if drivers were inactive for 180 days. Quote, defendants hold themselves out as nothing more than a neutral technological platform designed simply to enable drivers and passengers to transact the business of transportation, wrote the Labor Commission about Uber, continuing saying, quote, the reality, however, is that defendants are involved in every aspect of the operation, said Labor Commission did not respond to requests for comment. The ruling does not apply beyond Ms. Berwick. Again, there was one particular driver here who had gone to the California Labor Commission and asked for some sort of reimbursement. And it may be altered if Uber's appeal is successful. In a statement, Uber said the decision was non-binding and applies to a single driver, unquote. The company said individual cases about worker classifications in at least other states, five other states, including Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Texas, have resulted in rulings that categorize drivers as independent contractors. So in other states, these various different cases have affirmed that Uber is in an independent contractor relationship with these folks. Politicians, lawyers, and others quickly seized upon the California Labor Commission ruling as one that could have major repercussions among some of the fastest-growing Silicon Valley startups, of which Uber is the most prominent. Quote, today's ruling from the California labor regulators demonstrates why federal policymakers need to re-examine the 20th century definitions and employment classification we're attempting to apply to a 21st century workforce, said Senator Mark Warner, a Democrat from Virginia. As many as one-third of American workers are participating in some aspect of the contingent workforce, and we have a responsibility to provide clarity and predictability instead of allowing inconsistency and confusion, as these issues are litigated on a case-by-case and state-by-state basis.
Okay, I have to give him credit where credit is due. That would be a step forward if the authorities were consistent and predictable, and you understood when you were and were not violating the law.
But he's talking about changing the definitions of employee and independent contractor, basically.
Yeah, I'm sure he's probably got no good up his sleeve.
Right. But he's saying we need to protect the independent contractor.
In theory, it would be a drastic step toward freedom if we just knew when we were breaking the law.
Yeah,
we'll never know that with 200,000 pages of federal code.
And that's definitely not what he was proposing. Jeremiah in Albuquerque, listening to Kiva, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going?
You're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I hear you talking about Uber, and I have I work for FedEx Ground, and they basically use the independent contractor model. Or
really?
They contracted out. They, in fact, just paid out $288 million in California for misclassifying their employees. They call them independent contractors, but they treat them like employees. And in my case, I work for a company called FedEx, called Purple Wings, which contracted for FedEx. Mm-hmm. And in that, I was actually forced to attend two safety meetings a week run by the head guy at FedEx at the terminal there, while not being paid for my time at all.
Hmm. So that was part of the deal being an independent contractor?
No. When I started with the company, when I started driving for FedEx, there was no safety meeting. I never agreed to go to this safety meeting. In fact, I felt I shouldn't have had to go to the safety meeting because it was run by FedEx. FedEx wasn't paying me for my time. And you say, well, they, you can show up whenever you want, but FedEx wasn't like that.
The safety meeting wasn't part of your contract. So therefore, were they trying to modify the contract later on?
Yeah, that's exactly what they did. Was they modified the contract? They made my contractor crack down on all the drivers because me and a bunch of other drivers in the very beginning, we revolted. We said, no, we're not going to do it. You can't make us do it. And they couldn't. And the way they did it was to crack down on the contractors and say, well, if you can't get your drivers to go into the safety meeting, then we're going to fine you. And the contractors, of course, said, okay, well, that's what we'll do then.
Well, you still could have walked, though, right? Like, if they were trying to change the terms.
I could have walked, But, you know, I have this whole responsibility thing going on, mortgage, car note.
Yeah, sure. That's how they get you.
So exactly, exactly. What they do is they treat you like a slave. Okay, let me explain something. I started. I was really good. I was better when I started. I was better than most of the drivers there. So what did they do? Did they give me a raise? Did they give me a promotion? No. They said, here's 30% more route for you to run. I said, okay, great. 30% more. I'm going to see 30% more money, right? And they just kind of laughed and clapped me on the back and said, you don't understand how salary works, son. You're going to do it. And if you don't like
salary,
it, you can walk. Yeah, salary. I was paid a daily salary of $145 a day, not hourly. So I could work an 18-hour day.
Yeah.
But, you know, they don't care. And it basically, when it breaks down to that, when you're working the 16 and the 14-hour days, you're really only making about $8, $9 an hour.
So just to be clear on something, you're working for this. So there's the company that is the company is the contractor with FedEx. Are you also an independent contractor with that company?
No. I'm an employee of that.
You're an employee of the company.
Yeah. That's how they.
They
as the lawsuits go through the courts, they've changed it, but they're still treating me like FedEx treats me like an employee, which means, in my opinion, they should give me benefits. Did you know that FedEx Ground, and I believe it was the first quarter of this year, made $3.9 billion? Think about that for 1 second, because the reality of that is FedEx Ground did not deliver one single box. Every single box delivered by FedEx Ground was delivered by a contractor. So FedEx Ground made $3.9 billion, $0.8 billion more than expected. Okay.
So you're saying all of those FedEx trucks, every single one of them is operated by an independent contractor.
If it's a FedEx Ground, it's operated by a contractor. Look, on any FedEx Ground truck,
interesting.
I'm sure you have one that comes right to the station. Talk to your FedEx guy. He'll tell you. He'll tell you makes daily wage.
And you're wearing FedEx clothing, right? You're wearing FedEx logos and things like that.
A 20-foot long FedEx truck.
It's interesting.
The town I live in knows me as "quote unquote" the FedEx guy. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. I see where you're coming from. That's definitely. It definitely seems kind of sneaky. And I thank you, Jeremiah, for the call tonight. The toll-free number here, if you want to share your thoughts, independent contracting, or whatever's on your mind, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I want to analyze that here a little bit because there's some shifty things going on with that situation, I think. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. More coming up.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds.
On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you're welcome to join us here. In the remaining moments, we may have enough time for you if you dial now to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Don't forget, you can also call us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in studio, it's Ian
Ridley.
Dave Ridley's here from RidleyReport.com. And if you support Free Talk Live, you like what we're doing here on the radio waves, you can help us get on more radio stations. We've got over 150 today, but we could have 300, 400, 500. It's possible, but it does take money and time to market the station or market the show to stations so we can get on more broadcast transmitters out there, as well as expand our internet footprint and the satellite footprint. You can help us with that. In fact, I just actually paid the bill for the upcoming year's worth of satellite coverage in Africa today,
yay,
as well as North and Central America. So we'll be starting back in Africa on July 1st.
Akko, you are my hero.
Yes. Well, Akko probably can't hear us tonight because we're not on in Africa.
He's not able to listen to archives either.
He does not live in a town that has internet. So,
yeah, again, that's just part of why he's my hero.
Yeah, so he has,
what
to
he
drive,
has to go through.
Yeah, he has to drive 40 kilometers, I think, to actually get to some place where he can use internet, but he has to then buy internet time, basically, and borrow someone's laptop. So he has to go through a lot of steps to listen to.
For those who are not constant listeners, Akko is a listener in Cameroon.
Thank you.
He's
been
going to heroic lengths to be able to listen to this show and spread it around other parts of Africa.
Well, as soon as we're back on the satellite, the free-to-air satellite over Africa, will be on the Amos 5 satellite as a Ku-band transmission. As soon as we're back there, then all he'll have to do is go over to the satellite receiver and press the on button. And then he'll be able to receive and listen easily. So I'm excited about that. You can support that kind of outreach for Free Talk Live for $5 a month and get perks, of course. You get bonuses like the Amp Only Facebook group, the Amp Only forum, the Amp Only podcast. Go and get the details. Get signed up for $5 a month with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right through our website at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we're talking about subcontracting. Uber is being accused of having what the California regulators in the Labor Commission are saying are employees, but Uber's saying these are not employees. They're subcontractors. They are independent contractors, and you've got thoughts, so let's go to them. Todd's in Illinois, listening to WRNN. Hello, Todd.
Hey, good evening. Just a real quick resume. I have hired subcontractors. I've been a subcontractor. I currently have a business that does nothing but hire subcontractors. So here's the general rule, and I run a company that's national. So the standard rule on a subcontractor is you can tell them what time they have to be at a place. You just can't tell them how to get the job done. Or you do, and you tell them they have to use a specific thing, like, say, some newspaper carriers. You have to put your newspapers in plastic. You can't provide the plastic for them. They'll have to buy the plastic. And they can get the plastic anywhere they want. You can buy it. They can buy them from the company, or they can buy them from outside source. The company can't even say you can't buy them from an outside source, because then they're getting into that weird, you're an employee, not a subcontractor.
Then it's too micromanaged, so therefore it's an employee. Okay.
Exactly. So for the gentleman who works for FedEx, actually he doesn't work for FedEx, he works for Purple Line. So when you're saying he deserved benefits, that'd be like me saying that this retailer that I do a ton of work for owes me benefits because we do a bunch of work for them. That's insane. That'd be like, I mean, that's just nuts. So it'd be like saying to your biggest advertiser, you guys should receive benefits from that biggest advertiser because you do so much work for them advertising for them.
I must have missed it when he said that. I don't always hear everything that goes in my ears because I'm busy doing a few different things sometimes. So had he made that claim, I'll take your word for it. He was definitely upset that FedEx was making a bunch of money. But if he wants benefits, then he should be talking to the company that employs him.
Or if he's so passionate about things, maybe he should start his own company and hire his own guys and get a FedEx contract, and he'll be a very happy camper because it sounds like he's pretty motivated to do better in his life. But then he's going to have
to. That's a great point.
It's a dirty risk. It's called risk. He's going to have to risk time, effort, and money and put himself out there, and then he can know what it's like to be a boss one day and then wonder why he's eating Kraft dinner while all of his employees got a paycheck. Well, bosses eat last. Good bosses.
You sound like you sound like this isn't your first rodeo.
I have eight Kraft dinner. And while my employees eat steak. But then, you know, at the end of the day, I eat filet mignon and they're eating steak. So it's all good, you know, but that's the risk you take being a boss, being an owner.
Good perspective, Todd. I appreciate you sharing it. Anything else you want to throw out there tonight?
No, we're all good. Everything's going good. Thanks for the show, guys.
Thanks, brother. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So he makes some great points here. You know, the people who are in, you know, running these companies that are employing people, like the FedEx independent contractors, these guys are taking significant risks. And if you don't like the deal, then get out. And I understand that it's frustrating when you've got bills to pay, when you've got these obligations that you've created. But if somebody's changing a deal on you, first of all, that's a bad contract, right? Because we had a guy earlier who was saying, the guy who was working for the company that contracts with FedEx, he was saying that they all of a sudden changed the deal, that all of a sudden now they've got to go to these meetings.
Yeah, it's like Darth Vader to Lando Calrissian, you know. We had a deal. I now alter the bargain.
Yeah, that's not a good deal, and that's something you probably want to walk away from. And, you know, and generally in an agreement, you should be able to be free to walk away from it if somebody's trying to change the terms on you. Now, I don't know what the contract looks like. I don't know what the terms are. But when the thing I guess I was confused about with his call initially was whether he was an independent contractor, and he clarified that he is not. He is an employee of the independent contractor for FedEx. So the employer, of course, can make up new rules as they go along, generally from what I've seen. But if it's part of the contract, if it's not part of the contract that you have to go to these meetings and you're an independent contractor, well, then I think you'd be totally legitimate to say this isn't part of our agreement. You can't just change the terms. And if you're entering into a contract where one side of the contract can change the terms arbitrarily, you don't actually have a contract. You've got them telling you everything they want you to do and you being unable to do anything but walk away from it. And you always do have that freedom to walk away, even though it can hurt, right? Like if you've got some fancy car you're making payments on, and you're making payments on a house, and you've got kids' mouths to feed, it can feel very, very restrictive to have the option to walk away. Even though that option is there, you feel like you're caught between a rock and a hard place in that situation. And I can certainly empathize with somebody in that situation, but then maybe you've spent beyond your means. Maybe you shouldn't have that car. Maybe you shouldn't have bought the 50-inch TV or whatever it is that has put you in an uncomfortable position financially to where you feel like you have to hang on to this undesirable position. That sucks. I mean, I can definitely see why that's frustrating to the gentleman who called earlier. Hank is also in Albuquerque listening to Kiva. Hank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Ridley.
Hey, guys, just want to say thanks for having the show and bringing it out to New Mexico. You know, we're trying to build liberty up in this state and really the rest of the Rockies, and you're a real asset to the movement. So thanks for coming
on. Well, thanks, Hank. Here's what you really need to thank. You need to call Kiva and thank the program director there. His name's Eddie.
Oh, yeah.
And
Eddie's doing a great job.
Good deal.
He's doing a great job. But, hey, guys, work for me, since leaving high school, I left college one semester short. Work hasn't been the most stable for me. Let's say at a, you know, regular retail storefront kind of place, some sort of IT place, whatever. It's always been an independent contracting kind of environment for where I'm at, especially here in New Mexico. Because if you don't have a job with the government or the local university or public schools or the hospitals, and in addition to the government, you're on your own. And there's a lot of people like me who I think here in New Mexico, and probably a lot of the West too, who, you know, they refuse to go for the government handout. They refuse to get on the welfare lines because why would they? I mean, it's soul crushing. So we end up being independent contractors because we can't find the work that's in the private sector. And, of course, we're not bending our knees and kissing you-know-what to get the government jobs and retain those government jobs. So, to me, like, we've got to protect the independent contractors, protect the contract itself, because those are elements that are just about right down to the foundations of what I think liberty is. It's a voluntary exchange of the work you want, you need done. I'm willing to do it at this price. Let the free market bid on it. And guess what? I'm going to hustle to get that contract and also get another three so I can continue making the target money I want. There's no way in heck I would want to be employed by somebody and then, of course, be getting my safe paycheck every week or whatever with my safe benefits. There's no way I would want that. That would be undercapping my potential and my company and my own employees.
That's an interesting. I'm really glad you called with that perspective because, you know, that's certainly a contrast to what was being said earlier. And I think it's important for people out there to remember that as an employee, nothing is safe. Your job could be gotten rid of tomorrow. And I think a lot of people feel very comfortable as an employee, and they don't really think about that, and so therefore they don't save accordingly. And when finally the job goes under, the company goes out of business, those people get a real shock to the system. Thanks for your attitude, Hank. I appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And don't forget RidleyReport.com for more of Dave Ridley.
Well, I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the super state and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.